This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I raised close to $6 million. It'll probably be over that amount when it's all said and done. But as of this moment, it's $5.6 million.
We're going to keep working as diligently and as tirelessly as we can to get as many voters to turn out and vote for me next Tuesday.
All right, so Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, two different types of snippets on the campaign trail. Trump at the Trump Tower before the media, giving a bunch of information and answering questions about his fundraising for veteran groups. He called a reporter, Tommy Amos, he called him out for exaggerating the initial totals, is what Tommy Amos did, and Trump went after him, calling him a sleaze. It was actually kind of crazy. And Hillary Clinton, of course, fighting the battle in California for the Golden State, with Bernie Sanders having a lot of momentum, despite the fact that she has the governor's endorsement. That's where we begin. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right at the top, we have our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, she is in California.
I am in California because I'm watching this with wide eyes. What's fascinating, of course, is that California started out, and we'll just talk about Hillary first, very wide for Hillary. And, of course, she Dianne Feinstein. She's got the governor's endorsement. However, she's running neck and neck in the state. She has actually, she's attending a fundraiser tomorrow in Boston where Bon Jovi is performing.
Wow.
But then she is actually also doing a New Jersey event before that. So she's in New Jersey, as is Bill Clinton. She's not out in California. She did do an ad buy here. The ad buy is mainly aimed at minority communities, not aimed at the white mainstream. She's going after Hispanics. She's going after Asians in these particular ads. Now, Bernie Sanders has also decided to be in California, not in New Jersey. He desperately wants to win California. It's very delegate-rich, much more delegate-rich than New Jersey. She either believes that she's going to win here or all is lost, so she has decided to focus on New Jersey, and he is trying to focus on California. He's actually going to work with Asian community leaders tomorrow. He's also going to be in Palo Alto. Now, what's also interesting is that Donald Trump, who is somebody who, as you know, went after reporters today. They traced a lot of these veterans' checks and found out that they, many of the checks were not written until the 26th of May, after reporters started asking about it. Now, he said that it was just going to go out anyway. Other people are saying that he's writing the checks because he knows the press is looking into it. It's quite a mess. But Donald Trump is, believe it or not, going to be in Los Angeles. It may be that he believes that he has the attention of the campaign at this point. He's going to be in Los Angeles, he's going to be in Sacramento, he's going to be in San Jose, and he's going to be in Ventura, and he's doing this from today, basically Tuesday through Friday, and that is what he is doing. And he's doing that, a lot of people are saying, because there is interest now in the election, and therefore by focusing on that, he can focus people on his message.
Wow. You know, with California, you know how it is. I mean, it couldn't be more liberal, but there are pockets of Republicans in California, and certainly they've had Republican governors in the past. Is there momentum for Trump at all?
Well, I mean, there's certainly momentum for Trump in the statewide election because he doesn't really have any competition. But
yeah,
in terms of momentum for Trump, you know, it's interesting because my sister-in-law is an state official in New Mexico. I just spoke with her this evening, and Trump is doing very well against certain people, and even the Republicans are not terribly happy. He went after the Republican governor, who a lot of people thought was going to be his vice president. president. But and a lot of Republicans and certainly some the Democrats are very much liking what he said. So he knows where people's weak links are, and he goes after them.
Yeah, wow, it's crazy. It's wild to see what's happening there. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And there she was in California talking about Donald Trump. And would you believe it that he's got events while Hillary Clinton's on the East Coast for some reason, and you see the momentum of Bernie Sanders. You have Trump in L.A., Sacramento, San Jose, Ventura County as well. He's going to be at a number of events. One of them is a business, small business event, apparently. So he's all over California while she's bouncing around on the East Coast. And, of course, Bernie Sanders continues to pick up that momentum in the Golden State wherever he goes. He's having a bunch of press conferences. He's doing a community panel with Asian American and Pacific Islander leaders, which features Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who's wildly popular, and several other people of note in the, you know, in the area. So that's going to get a massive bump, I'm sure of it. And, you know, along the way, as they set out these campaign folks in the that are working behind the candidates, they try to get as much coverage as they can. So a lot of times there'll be other people that will actually go and give speeches or go and shake hands. Sidney Blumenthal, who's heavily mentioned in the emails, because that was the way the hacker said he got any into anything with Hillary Clinton or past presidents, because they went and hacked Blumenthal, and as he was part of that. So Sidney Blumenthal is actually doing a CAP address, the Center for American Progress. He's doing a discussion of the political mind of President Abraham Lincoln. Blumenthal's emails, like I said, to Clinton when she was Secretary of State drew all that attention because it came through the funnel through him. So that's kind of fascinating. I guarantee there'll be somebody asking him questions that will be there that won't be about Abraham Lincoln and his presidency. Seems very, very unlikely. So Donald Trump hitting the reporter pretty hard, Tommy Amos, as I said, calling him a sleaze as he was there going through what he had donated to veteran groups. And as Ellen said, part of the deal is reporters start to dig around, and some of those checks weren't until last week. Not all of them, but there were some that weren't made until last week. And that started the, you know, that started the conversation about who he was actually giving money to and when did that happen, and so on and so forth. So pretty interesting stuff. Besides the campaign trail, we're going to tell you what's going on across the nation in your backyard and mine. And let me tell you, it's pretty darn awful in parts of Texas. In Houston, there are too many people that are being stranded as the Brazos River has crested and then some. Houston and the rain, especially there, and in Austin, Texas, it's been a nightmare, a mess for so many people. The amount of rain that they're getting is staggering. We're talking about that and some other odds and ends on the flip side.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Oh, that Nathan Reeder. He is worth every single penny, the big bucks that he makes at the network. He is just that good. Talking about Blumenthal and matching that up with the Lincoln thing, which is so crazy, if you think about it. I mentioned that the rain was absolutely brutal. Areas that have been just smashed by rain, getting a little bit of a break, but not much. The rest of the week in most of Texas, they're saying heavy thunderstorms, widespread flooding, and especially we're seeing this in Houston suburbs. I saw a drone actually pictures of it, but then saw the footage of what they took in this suburb in Houston, and it didn't look like a suburb in Houston. It looked like it was a lake with trees growing out of it, and oh yeah, there's part of a house. So it's pretty darn bad. I mean, we're talking about people that are getting trapped, people that don't. Again, it's that low-lying area. The river near a place called Richmond is about 53.5 feet, they say, now. But it's going to be above flood stage for days because of the amount of water that's coming down. It is just so scary. The craziest thing that I think I saw was there was a house that it was like a little bit of a, it was a ranch, sort of a horse ranch, and the horses had no place to go. They were on the front porch that was almost underwater of this house. Like, they basically, here's the horses, these beautiful horses, like six of them, and this is where they are because this has all of a sudden hit us and we have no place to put them, which is absolutely unbelievable. As you listen to me, think of the worst disasters that you've had to deal with Mother Nature. I say this all the time, but it's so true. On America Tonight, every single week that I've done this show, and it's been a long time that I've been doing this show, somewhere somebody's dealing with mudslides or fires or earthquakes or tornadoes or hurricanes or massive floods or whatever it is, high winds. In this case, what we've seen the worst of is, I think, some of the worst flooding that I've ever even heard of that's been slamming into Texas. There's been power outages and just crazy, crazy things. Keep your fingers crossed, say your prayers, whatever it is you believe in, for the people in Texas, because it is really, really bad stuff. Even if you think you're prepared, you're really not prepared for the kind of weather that we're talking about. It's just that fast, and all of a sudden you think it's okay, but then the horses are on your front porch trying to not drown. Nasty stuff. All right, as we move along the way, I said this was about kind of odds and ends, and the biggest thing besides weather and besides the things that are happening on the campaign trail and as we're getting closer to the conventions has to be the Cincinnati Zoo. I saw Jack Hanna. I have a lot of respect for him. Probably saw him a lot on, he used to be on, why can't I think of his name? Well, he was on Jay Leno's show a lot on the evenings. And I think the first person that brought him on was Johnny Carson. I think the young Jack Hanna, the first time we ever saw him, was on Carson's show. So people know Hanna, respect him when it comes to animals and whatever. And he was asked about the zoo's decision in Cincinnati to take out the gorilla because this young boy had fallen, had slipped into, really, the gorilla, the silverback gorillas, enclosure. And of course, making it worse, the parents of the boy, you know, got hysterical, screaming and got hysterical, the mother and the father, and it became, they say, even worse. It agitated, what people who are experts are saying, it agitated the gorilla by what they had done. To me, they're doing a criminal investigation over the circumstances surrounding his access to it. And that's the question. How does it, and of course now they're shoring it all up, but how is that possible? How is that possible that zoos who have seen this happen before are not thinking, okay, kids can get into all kinds of things. How could they slip under a fence? How could they go over something that we've got blocking them between them and the enclosure? I mean, and to me, there's a big mistake here. That's the big mistake. What the investigation yields will be, you know, will be interesting. What happened after this taking out of the gorilla is you see all these people who had signs, and they were protesting at the zoo saying they shouldn't have killed the gorilla. And somebody said to me today, so they don't have so much sympathy for the boy, but more for the gorilla. Like, yeah, let's take a risk. Let's roll the dice. 3-year-old boy, yes, he shouldn't have fallen into the gorilla enclosure. Is it the parents' fault? Did they not have their eye on him? Was it easy for him to get in? Whatever the circumstances are, he's a kid and he's 3. He falls in. The gorilla picks him up and looks like he's picking his pants up, pulling him up, and then pulls him to the other side. And it's crazy to watch that. And so there were so many people protesting what the zoo did. The kid climbed over a 3-foot railing, walked through the bushes, plunged 15 feet into the moat, which was super shallow. So the animal response team killed the gorilla as it was dragging the boy through the water. He had only minor scrapes on his head and his knee, and there's arguments as to the why they killed this 400-pound animal, because it looks like, and we've seen it before, where the gorilla would just take care of the kid. Are you kidding? Can you imagine if he was mauled to death in front of all the people? I can't agree with that. I agree with Jack Hanna, who says they had to do what they had to do. But a young kid unattended, boy, I don't know. Was he momentarily wandering off? The boy's fine. What they ultimately decide here criminally is going to be pretty interesting. This is a popular zoo over 1.6 million go to the zoo. They're going to look at improvements. They've already gone to do that. Again, the barrier, they had to change that barrier. But I think the family should get some of the blame for this, for goodness sakes. The zoo is about kids and young kids. So you would want to keep your eye on your kid. You'd want to keep your eye on your kid as you're moving along in the zoo, and it can certainly happen where you can lose sight of them, but wow. All right, in the meantime, too, since we're in this whole animal thing, I guess I'll stick down that path with the odds and ends. And, you know, I've said this before, that it's crazy when you go to Florida and there's alligators on the courses, and sometimes when you're from another place, you don't really think about it. You think that's just nonsense. But I saw this deal. They were talking about this Buffalo Creek golf course in Palmetto, and I actually played this course a long, long time ago. And they said that all of a sudden this giant, humongous alligator was there the other day, 15 feet long. And I saw some video of it, and I said, you know what? That is crazy. So people are golfing, and they see this. I mean, it's giant. So what they're saying is, because they got this great footage, is maybe next time when you see that, you need to retreat back a little bit more and not worry about tweeting it out. I would have to agree with that. And there's something about the gators, because the Southern Florida cops found two alligators eating a body in the Everglades. You know, you hear about the nefarious goings-on, somebody getting rid of somebody, throwing him into the Everglades, where these guys that were boating saw the two alligators there chomping on human flesh, and, of course, immediately made the phone call, and they were trying to scare the alligators away from the body. So now it's a question of trying to identify who that is. I mean, who knows? But they were scaring them away. They had AR-15s, and they were there with those, and they're saying, could it have been a fisherman? Could it be a homicide? Could it be a suicide? They don't know. They just know that some fishermen saw a body that was being ripped apart by these alligators. Wow. Crazy. All right, coming back, we've got the mailbag, because so many of you over the holiday took the time to email the show, and we have a giant email, so I'm going to kind of combine this because we have this in another hour. I'm just going to throw out a few that we missed and mix that in with some more of the conversation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are you ready for a good time and power with your rise and meet your finger in the air? When you shout and when you cry when that fire goes rolling by, are you ready for that great atomic power? Have you heard that great invention that they call atomic power on? And I'm quick
to that's too funny.
Final hour.
Hey, America, wake up. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders, because so much interest, of course, in our election and what's happening, and we're getting closer and closer to Philadelphia and to Cleveland. And because of that, the mailbag spilleth over even more. We've got another giant mailbag segment coming up on the show, but I wanted to do justice and throw out a couple of quick ones at the top, because these were not really addressed in some of the other emails. All right, this one from Ronald, who says, Kate, Donald Trump is a jackass. I just can't sugarcoat it. Did you hear what he did to that reporter who was asking about the money he was donating? So unnecessary. How can this guy be president when he seems so hot under the collar? He's like the jerk you want to get away from who says something obnoxious out in public because he thinks he's so much better than everybody else. Listen, I'm a Republican, but I don't know how we vote for him. I can't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. All right, here's what happened in case you missed this, and I was just talking about this. We've been talking about this. Trump, you know, what happened was veterans organizations, they say it took time to send out money to these organizations before they sent out all the money. And he said $0 were taken out for administration. He said, you know, they're calling me and they're furious because I sent people checks instead of thank you very much, Mr. Trump, or Trump did a good job, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying that the media should be ashamed of themselves. They made him look bad. And then that's when he was asked by Tommy Yamas from ABC, and he called him a sleaze. And he went through the different, he read like everything he gave to, Hope for the Warriors, Homes for Our Troops, Higher Heroes, all of them. He went through every single one that he had donated money to went through the list at this press conference that he held. To your point, though, yeah, there's no question that he is, that Trump is thin-skinned. He is. He's thin-skinned. So when you say presidential and you say, okay, what are the pros and cons? No one's 100%. There's no president. There's nobody that you could ever elect that would be 100% in cut from the same cloth as you. I just don't believe that. So you're going to find, you're going to find that there's going to be things you don't like. And his combative approach does infuriate some people. I got another one like that. I got one from Tommy. He said, I'm a vet, and good for Trump that he donated money to the vets whenever it comes. It doesn't matter. And if so be it, if he gets a little upset with the media, because obviously they try to poke the bear because it gives them attention, controversy sells, and then they create headlines. Well, I can't argue with the controversy sells. There's no question. Once you step into that arena, and whatever it is, I mean, think of Megyn Kelly squaring off with Donald Trump and then having a special and all of that. I mean, that definitely, she already was elevated, but that just elevated her more. It is true that whenever there's some kind of skirmish, naturally that's where people are drawn. So anyway, we'll have another full-blown mailbag coming up in our next hour of America Tonight. And how about this? Here's a big story for you. They're talking about this conservative writer that might face Trump now, right? So when I say that, what the story that came out was that David French was going to mount an independent presidential bid, that he was serious. And, I mean, here's the thing. From the Weekly Standard, the editor, Bill Kristol, has been trying to get a conservative politician to challenge Trump for the nomination. So apparently David French is going to do that. He and Kristol compares this year's election process to Argentina, calling the current list of candidates a self-righteous socialist who's learned nothing in 50 years except for how to rally the economically illiterate and uninformed, an heir to wealth who's done nothing impressive in 50 years to hone his skills as self-promoter and demagogue, and an insider who's climbed the greasy pole alongside her husband, enriching herself and her family through 50 years of public service. Yeah, Kristol calls him like he sees him. So he wanted to see somebody else run, and who was it going to be? I mean, he said Romney, Lieberman, Ryan, Condi Rice, Marco Rubio, Nikki Haley, Susanna Martin, you know, he ripped off a list of people. And I guess French's name now is seriously coming up as a third-party effort, that there is going to be an independent candidate, an impressive one, with a strong team and a real chance. I mean, how much chance do you give David French? I mean, he definitely is a conservative, but how much chance does this guy get on the independent side? So there's no mystery as to who the challenger is. I'm curious about this. He definitely has the cred. Definitely has the cred as the super conservative. There's no question. You can't waver on that. I mean, you read anything about French or have seen him anywhere, he definitely has that. So that's in his favor, but the timeline is so short. It's not a lot of time to get out there. So could he play spoiler? If you're the Clinton campaign, I would think you would fan those flames. Why not? If you're Sanders, you'd do the same thing. Because if there's another, if there's an independent run, that's most likely the one that's going to hurt. Is going to be Trump, definitely. All right, this is frightening when I think of pulling out the cereal in the morning. For how many years have I done this anyway? General Mills. General Mills is recalling flour over possible E. coli. About 10 million pounds of its flour has been linked to outbreaks in 20 states. It's for a couple of different varieties. So gold medal. Who doesn't get gold medal flour? Gold medal, signature kitchen's flour, sold at Safeway, Albertsons, all those kind of supermarkets. 38 people got sick from December to May 3rd. So it's one of those eeny, meeny, miny, mo things. They sell a ton of it if you just happen to get the wrong batch. Whoops. They do say don't eat raw dough or batter because the bacteria found in the raw flour is eliminated when cooked. And then, of course, giving us the same lecture we hear all the time. Wash your hands and work surfaces before you come in contact with the raw dough. Okay, let me ask you this. Somebody's in the kitchen and they're making these batches of cookies or whatever they're making. What are the odds that nobody is going to lick the paddles and touch the dough? I'm going to say the odds are not that good. So we can say whatever we want about E. coli, but I'm just thinking that's not happening. I mean, when I was a kid, are you kidding? I wasn't even a big sweet eater even then. But to lick the bowl, lick the paddles, of course. We always did that. And I don't know that warning is going to be stern enough to scare people off and to have kids not getting, you know, not doing the same things they have always been doing, standing there next to mom, maybe, but could be dad. And while they're making the cookies, that's part of the dealio. Helping to make the cookies. Guess you have to keep the kids out of the kitchen. Kids E. coli could be there, could be lurking. Probably best if you don't put the paddles in your mouth. Travel alerts issued. We got a couple of big sporting events coming up. Euro Cup, Tour de France, World Youth Day. If you have the State Department website, they always have different alerts for whatever the country is. But they're advising you as citizens to be aware of terrorism risk at those three events in the summer. And you got two of them, the European Soccer Championship and the Tour de France, are the last couple of weeks, last several weeks in France. You know, they're back to back. And because of what's happened with terror events in Europe, that's what they're saying. And then the Catholic Church has that World Youth Day, and that's the end of July in Krakow, Poland. They say there's a risk for the attendees for that. I mean, I'm not making fun of this, but isn't there a risk anytime we're going to half of these places we're going to anymore? When they did what they did in Belgium, when they did what they did in France, when they've done what they've done in several other areas, whether ISIS is claiming credit for it or it's some other branch of terrorism, this is not something new. I mean, this is any big event where you have a large gathering of people, there's always the potential for problems. I mean, where is it safe to travel nowadays? And what are you going to do? Cancel the whole event? See, that's the other thing. Freak people out, cancel the whole event? I don't think so. Right? Uh-uh. Somebody also texted me today, and they texted me, not emailed me. See, this is what happens when you can't carry guns. If there is a terror attack, the police have to go back and see if they get that permission for the guns. I mean, there is some point to that. They aren't armed with that. They can get it, but they wouldn't have it on them right away because that's not the normal thing in Europe. But here again, we still go back to the same premise. There are big sporting events. There are big events all over the place. How could you possibly cancel them? Then guess who wins? Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo on the flip side.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Once again, it's so fun to pull back the curtain and invite Nathan Reeder into the show for a little fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo!
Bingo!
Aha, I love it. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I am good, thank you. I think
are you sure?
I had to think about that. I need to, if the day would just be extended by like 10 more hours, I'd be super good.
You and the rest of us like survivors.
Exactly. That's what we are. We're survivors. That's a good way to put it. Thank you. We're survivors. That's crazy. All right. How about this one? We're talking about what's going on on the campaign trail, and now there's starting to be some conversation about about this gorilla shooting, and should they have shot the gorilla in the Cincinnati Zoo, as you had the 3-year-old boy that the gorilla had dragged to the other side and was there in the enclosure. It's a 400-pound silverback gorilla. Did the zoo, so here's the thing, and everybody's debating this, just flat out. They said they couldn't tranquilize the gorilla because it would take too long by the time it was tranquilized. They had to shoot it. So the question is, did they do the right thing?
I don't know. I'm glad I'm not part of that administrative decision. I would exhaust more possibilities. I would just go ahead and put a person in that situation and not try to kill the big thing. But I also really don't like the language of when humans all of the sudden go, oh, yeah, humans over all animals, duh. I don't
right.
really necessarily feel comfortable hearing that. But, yes, I understand that that child needed to
be rescued or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, I like what you just said.
I also don't think it's that hard for a kid to get into that trouble with parents who aren't necessarily not regularly paying attention to how they raise their children.
Mm, there's the point. I would agree with that. I would say a bingo on that. And I think you made a good point about, here's my thought. I didn't think about this until you said it. It clicked in. Okay, so you're a zoo. It's a busy zoo. Things happen, whatever. You definitely, I've been behind the scenes. I've had the luxury of being shown around in Dallas, in Philly, and a couple other zoos where they took me behind the scenes with all the people that work at the zoo, where I saw what happened in some of these enclosures. And there, you would think there would be like somebody that could jump into the enclosure, somebody familiar with the animal, because they have handlers. So even if they had the tranquilizer darts or whatever, how quickly could you get them in there?
Yeah, but how many handlers are on staff and available?
Yeah, that are available. And how big is the zoo and all of that goes yeah. into it. It's just an unfortunate situation.
Yep.
I mean, there's no question. All right, Starbucks always makes news for some crazy things, either what they're serving or what they're doing or what they've said on their cups or whatever it might be. So they just invent things and they take off. Starbucks now has these milkshakes disguised as coffee drinks, and their newest menu item, check this out, Nathan, is Nitro Cold Brew. And they're selling them at, I guess, 500 of their stores across the country to see what, you know, how they do. They're going to be in L.A. and San Francisco and Boston and Seattle, and then they're going to decide whether this nitro coffee is good enough to roll the whole drink out all over everywhere. It requires the installation of nitrogen kegs.
So what is this going to bring the ice?
What is it going to bring to the person who buys it for however much money?
Yeah, I mean, is it like,
well, here's
like
what
the Coors Light and other beer cans that, oh, we keep the can colder by what kind of perceptible degree?
Yeah, here's what they're saying.
Guys, science. It's amazing. You can't tell, but...
It is amazing. They say that it is carbonated. It doesn't taste like a coffee-infused seltzer. The nitrogen bubbles are smaller than the carbon dioxide bubbles that you get in carbonated soda. And because the bubbles are smaller, the coffee is smooth, non-fizzy, has zero milk to get the silky texture thing. And it doesn't need ice because of the nitro, because of what they've created. So I don't know. I'm going to just say bingo, because everything that Howard Schultz touches, it just seems to, if it doesn't work, they just ditch it and no biggie. But it seems to take off.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and try it. I'll go with bingo for putting new things out to
these
large corporations with your money to throw around to try things out. You said it exactly right there. You know, what does it hurt? What does it hurt? They can just not do it if it doesn't work. Yep, they can.
Yeah.
Go buy coffee, guys.
Yeah, go buy coffee. That's you know.
Oh,
what?
Wait, go buy nitrogen. I am kind of interested in the process of the nitrogen bubbles instead of...
Yeah, instead of the other?
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for you. Imagine you're sitting there and you're eating and you're at some restaurant, fast food restaurant, whatever restaurant it is, and suddenly someone throws an alligator through the window. A Florida man threw an alligator through a drive-through window.
Yep, Florida man throwing an alligator through a drive-through window. This is crazy. Perfect.
He was sentenced to a year probation after throwing himself on the mercy of the court. 24-year-old Joshua James told the judge that he's sorry he threw the gator through the window at Wendy's. He said he found the nearby 4-foot gator at the side of the road, meant to play a prank on a friend at the restaurant. So initially he was charged with felonies, including assault with a deadly weapon. But luckily no one was hurt by the gator, which was captured and returned to the wild. People are crazy.
Yeah, but let's just shred it. Let's make some gator strips out of that and move on.
Gosh, no kidding. That is insane. All right, how about this out of North Carolina? They say you have to take some back roads to get there, but they are putting up a Land of Oz theme park. Yellow Brick Road and Dorothy are all part of this, so the whole iconic Wizard of Oz is being recreated in Land of Oz, the theme park. And they say tickets are already sold out for the opener coming up on Friday. They have, they've got tours with characters. Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz takes place every hour. You know, it's the third year that they've opened for kind of a limited time. It originally was kicked open in 1970 to 1980, and it was open year-round. You could go to the farmhouse. You could take a ride on a hot air balloon, but now they kind of limit the amount of time that they're
open. Where is this happening?
It's in Beech Mountain, North Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we shred it and do another one?
Shred it. I like it. Let's just shred it. Yeah, I don't... Dorothy was great when I was five. I'm tired of Dorothy, I have to say.
How many millennial kids know this
Dorothy
story?
They play it every year, but I'm going to say not very many, because it's all about bigger, badder animation, and there's so many newer characters and princesses and whatever. You're right.
Well, you're talking into some marketers here right now, and we'll see a movie, a new cartoon movie next year, I'm sure. Go Pixar.
Yeah, Pixar. You know, that was a Steve Jobs deal originally. Did you know that?
Pixar
was his, yeah.
Oh, I am not surprised.
I know. Crazy. After he got booted from Apple, then he exploded Pixar. That whole thing happens. Nutty. All right. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Got it.
Another one in the books. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo, this hour is up, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Can I cut in on this dance that you're having? You know that I'm better than this. I'm smarter, more charming, but much too
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.